Welcome to the New Church Buccleuch. This is an audio recording of a sermon given by Pastor Mark.
Good morning again, everybody. Welcome to our special service today. We are continuing our series that we started last week. We are looking at the time period before or after Palm Sunday, so the Lord riding into Jerusalem on the donkey, and Good Friday, where the Lord was crucified, and we're looking at some of the events that happened during that week. And the question we're trying to answer is, why did the Lord come to earth? Why did he have to die on the cross? There are different streams of Christian thought that try and answer this question. There is a stream of Christian thought that says, well, God the Father was angry and came, sent his Son to pay for our sins. But in New Church teachings, that doesn't sit comfortably with us. Because in saying that, we are splitting God into two. In the New Church, we only worship one God. So instead of the idea of God sending his Son to somehow change his mind about our salvation, in the New Church, we look at it from one God. God himself, we're told in the scriptures, God with us. The Father came down and took on a human form. And it was God who came to change our minds about him. God came and took on a physical form that we could see, that we could interact with like any other human being, so that we could have a personal relationship with him. So we're trying to answer the question then, the things that the Lord did, how was he then trying to change our minds? Last week we looked at the temple and clearing out the temple and how we use the things of the church for our gain. How church can become about money and making money off of the people of the church. And the Lord said, that doesn't belong in my church. But we also look deeper to see that we, each one of us, might not make natural wealth out of the church, but we too can take the things of the church, the things that the church teaches us, and say, well, because I know this truth and you don't, I am better than you. And that's also using the things of the church for your own benefit. And the Lord says, that doesn't belong in the church. So today we move on to our next story. And the next story happens on the Tuesday. So clearing out the temple happened on the Monday. Today we're looking at Tuesday. The Lord is on the road back to Jerusalem. And you can follow along in your pew card. A very short little story. Now in the morning, as Jesus returned to the city, he was hungry. And seeing a fig tree by the road, he came to it and found nothing on it but leaves, and said to it, "Let no fruit grow on you ever again." And immediately the fig tree withered away. Does that seem fair? Does it seem like the Lord is angry with the fig tree? Anybody think he is angry? Anybody think he's unfair? One of the other Gospels says it wasn't even fruit season. Here the Lord is coming to the fig tree and saying, you don't have fruit, and it withers away. Do you think the Lord is angry? Is that our idea of the Lord? Is he an angry God? No. Is he a loving God? Do you think the Lord is unfair? No, the Lord is always trying to keep everything in balance. So, if the Lord isn't angry, and the Lord isn't unfair, then what is the story all about? How can we understand the story so that it makes sense to us? Now, what is a detective? Who knows what a detective is? Do you know what is a detective? True. Right. Detective goes in to discover the truth. Right. Trying to discover what is true. Anybody here want to be a detective and discover what is true about the story? Yeah, I do. Okay. Are you going to come with me on this journey of being a detective? All right. So let's think about this story for a moment, about this tree. What does the tree mean? We're going to go searching in the Lord's Word to find out what that means. Who wants to read this for me? Can you read it for me? What does it say?
But I am like a green olive tree in the house of God. I trust in the mercy of God forever and ever.
So, who is the tree there? Who is the tree? I am the tree. I am like a tree. In English, we call that a simile. When we compare two things, we say, this is like that. Yeah, Scripture is saying, we are like trees. Who wants to read that one for me? Robin.
Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord and whose hope is the Lord. For he shall be like a tree planted by the waters, which spreads out its roots by the river.
All right, thank you. Okay, again, another simile. We shall be like a tree if we follow the Lord. Okay, so we are the tree in this story. So the Lord is going up to the tree and he's saying, I'm hungry. Where's your fruit? All right. So the next question is, if you go up to a fig tree, what do you expect it to be producing? Figs. If you went to an orange tree, you would expect it to produce oranges. Okay. Who wants to read that one for me?
Every good tree bears good fruit, but a bad tree bears bad fruit. A good tree cannot bear bad fruit, nor can a bad tree bear good fruit. Every tree that does not bear good fruit is cut down and thrown into the fire. Therefore, by their fruits you will know them.
All right. So every tree should bear its fruit. If you're a good orange tree, you bear good oranges. If you're a fig tree, you bear figs. If we are the tree, we either bear good fruit, or if we're bad people, we bear bad fruit. But I don't have any apples and oranges or figs growing on me. Anybody have fruit growing from them? No. All right. So we are meant to be producing fruit. So what is this fruit? He has a clue, but it's not all of the answer. Who wants to read this one for me?
But he who received seed on the good ground is he who hears the word and understands it, who indeed bears fruit and produces some hundredfold, some 60, some 30.
All right. So here it says, in order to bear fruit, what do we need first? If we're going to bear fruit, what do we need first? We need to hear the word, and we need to understand it, and then indeed we will bear fruit. Okay, so first we need the Lord's word, then we need to understand it, and then we can bear fruit. So we're on our way to understanding what this fruit is. This is the next one. Who knows a little bit of maths? Maths. Okay. In maths, you'll get an equation that says this equals that, and that same thing also equals something else. So therefore, that one also equals that one. An example, A cow has four legs. A table has four legs. Therefore, a cow is a table. Right? Okay. That's the kind of equation, not with that silly answer, but we can use that same principle here. Who wants to read this one for me?
By this is my Father glorified, that you bear much fruit, so you will be my disciples.
All right. So the Lord says to do what is right, to do what is heavenly, to do what is from God, is to bear fruit. And if you bear fruit, you are my disciples. To bear fruit equals to be a disciple. All right. The next one. Who wants to read this one?
A new commandment I give you, that you love one another as I have loved you, that you also love one another.
Okay, so this you, if you are my disciples, if you have love for one another. Okay, if we go back, bear fruit equals disciple. Go forward, love one another equals disciple. So what is it to bear fruit? To love one another is to bear fruit. Well done. Good detectives and good maths. All right. So if we go back to our verse, the Lord came to this fig tree and he's expecting to find figs. And did he find figs? No. And then the tree withers when the Lord says, you will no longer bear fruit. Does the Lord expect then something from us? If we are the tree, what is he expecting from us? When the Lord comes to us, what does he want from us? To know that we are loving one another. That's what the Lord wants for us. He wants to come to us and see that we are loving one another. Another way of putting it is, the Lord is with us when we are loving other people. Right? Now, let's go back to that idea of the tree with just leaves. To be a tree with just leaves is to be a tree, to have the word, to know where to find the Lord's word, and to know, and we can picture all those leaves, all the different ideas and all the stories from the Lord's word. You can picture them as little leaves. Every story is a leaf. Every verse that we know from the Bible is a leaf. Everything that we can learn from the Lord's word is this little leaf. So the Lord is saying, there is more to just knowing the truth. The Lord doesn't want us to just know the truth. The Lord wants us to love, be the truth. Is that someone's answer? Be the truth. I like that. What does truth teach? How to love. If you're reading the Lord's word, all those things that we're learning from the Lord's word, the Lord is trying to tell us how to love other people. So if we have all the truth, and we're not loving other people, we're not putting other people first, it means we don't actually have faith in the Lord. We don't actually believe what the Lord is saying. But if we believe the truth, then we will be loving other people. Our faith starts with the truths that the Lord puts in our minds. Starts in the stories of his word, and as that tree grows and as those leaves become more and more, so we're able to use those leaves to then produce good things in our life. Use our lives productively. Use our lives usefully. Use our lives in service to other people. That's what the Lord wants for our life. Not just to know the truth, but to live the truth. And if we're not living our faith, if we're not loving other people, then we're not bearing good fruit. And that's the Christian walk that the Lord is trying to walk with us, to teach us His truths and then inspire us to go out and live them in our families, when we go to work, when we go out to party somewhere, when we go have dinner somewhere, when we go to the shops, when we pass someone on the street, when we're going for a walk. Every moment of every day, there's an opportunity to take those truths and to produce something from them. Take those truths and produce love, care, understanding. Those are the things that the Lord's truths in us should be producing. Love, care, understanding, patience for other people. So this is the second day, the Tuesday of that week. And the Lord is trying to get us to change our minds about the truths that we learn. They're not just there to hold on to and to say, I know what the Bible says, therefore I am right and you are wrong. The Lord has given us His truths so that we might love one another. That is the life of a Christian. That is where we are, can truly call ourselves Christ followers, when we're loving the Lord, being His disciples. Amen. To the one only God, Jesus Christ our Lord, be glory and dominion forever and ever. Amen. Let us pray. O Lord God, our Saviour Jesus Christ, You have given us Your Word. You are the Word. And Lord, as we go to the Word, as we open up these stories, You are there trying to teach us more about our life, more about the spiritual path that we are to walk. Lord, as we study and learn from Your Word, will You help us to discover and go deeper into how these stories impact our life? Ignite within us an interest, a curiosity about what Your Word teaches. Lord, we thank You for Your Word. We thank You that it teaches us a new way, a new life. And Lord, we ask that You give us the strength and the courage and the trust in You to walk in the ways that You teach us. Amen. May the grace of the Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen.